You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We are joined for the first time by Michael Sturzenberger. He is a man who these days is a journalist. He is the author of a blog called Politically Incorrect. Previously, he helped run a very impressive party, now unfortunately closed in Germany, the Die Freiheit Party, or Freedom Party. He has suffered mightily of late for daring to engage in some freedom of expression, and we wanted to talk with him about his personal story as well as the larger drama playing out in Central and Eastern Germany, in which he is also, I believe, a leading force. It's great to have him with us. Michael Sturzenberger, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us. Happy New Year to you, sir.
It's a great honor for me. Hello.
I want to talk first about your personal story. As I understand it, you had the temerity to put on your blog an historical document. Tell us about it and what followed from your action.
I published a historical photo of the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem shaking hands with a Nazi. This showed the Nazi-Islam alliance in the 1940s in Germany. So I was accused to have shown the swastika. Yeah, and I told the police, no, it's a historical photo. You can't blame this. It's my right to do that. It's historical. Yeah, and it's an article about an historical happening.
And so what happened after the authorities challenged you about this photo?
It's unbelievable. The prosecution attorney, they brought me to court, and the judge sentenced me to 6 months on probation. The probation should last 3 years, and I should work 100 hours for social work. So it was unbelievable. It was my fully right, and they sentenced me.
Let me just be clear. They sentenced you to 6 months in prison, although they suspended it, you know, sort of the condition that for 3 years you didn't engage in this sort of thing again. This is an astonishing sentence for what was done here. And where do things stand at the moment?
It was really unbelievable. And we had a lot of reactions in the whole world, in Poland. And it came in the main television news in the evening, and newspapers reported about that, about the freedom of expression in Germany. I made an appeal. And 3 months later, the beginning of December, we got a second trial. And then there was a good judge. And she said, oh, it was your right. It's everything okay. The photo, you had the right to publish the photo. And second, I was writing, Islam is a fascist ideology, as many Islam critics say, like author Hamed Abdel Samad. He wrote a book, Islamic Fascism, and he knows everything about it. And the judge said, and this is freedom of expression, you can say it. Islam is a fascist ideology, and now I am set free. You know, in the first trial, there was a left-orientated judge, and she wanted to silence me, that I stop my Islam criticism. She wanted that I fear prison, and then I would stop criticizing Islam in the next 3 years when I have to fear I'm coming to prison when I'm doing this.
So is this now the end of it, or is the government appealing, trying to continue to silence you? Because my impression has been that in Germany in particular, but elsewhere in Europe, of course, particularly what Donald Rumsfeld used to call old Europe, there has been a lot of this effort to appease the jihadis and not give offense to them and silence people like you, for that matter, for doing what you are entitled to do under the freedom of expression norms of the free world.
Yeah, the prosecution attorneys, they are hunting me. And you have to know, in Germany, they are working very strongly together with the government. And the government in Bavaria is ruled by the CSU, the Christian Democrats, and I was in that party some years ago. I was a press speaker in Munich, but I left that party because they didn't want to criticize Islam. So then I went to the new party, the Freedom, and since that they are hunting me. And they wanted, in the trial, they wanted 10 months in prison. So it's absolutely crazy what's going on.
But for the moment, they are not appealing to try to impose that sentence on you again, are they?
They try, but I'm sure we will win in next instance.
We certainly hope that will be the case and want to support you in your stance for freedom of expression, Michael Sturzenberger. Speaking of Bavaria, I wanted to just ask you about an extraordinary recent visit there by the president of Hungary, Viktor Orban, who has really struck a very, very robust stance where it comes to this threat of Sharia supremacism, as I think of it, including talking about the Muslims who have come into much of Europe as invaders. Talk a little bit about the visit of Viktor Orban to Bavaria and what seems to be coming of it.
Yeah, he's a really brave man, and he was invited by the CSU because the CSU wants to change now her way of acting because they know they lose voters if they let the borders open for the Muslim refugees. And Viktor Orban said that 2018 will be the year of restoration of popular will. And he said, I am a border patrol captain, and Hungary will not accept Muslim refugees in the future either. And he said what the people of Europe want. They want security, protected borders, not having to live under threat of terror, and the return of unjustified asylum seekers to their homes. And he said, we do not consider these people to be Muslim refugees. We regard them as Muslim invaders. So this is a really, really strong expression.
It is indeed. And Viktor Orban has been a catalyst of something called the Visegrad movement, among other countries in, again, to use Donald Rumsfeld's phrase, New Europe. It seems as though the CSU in Bavaria is anxious to align itself now with the Visegrad nations. What are the implications of that, as you see it, for the European Union and its policies of essentially sapping the sovereignty of countries and forcing upon them open borders?
We have strong movements now in Europe, especially in Austria. We have a new government. They are now the FPÖ. They are very patriotic and they are very Islam critic, and they are now ruling in Austria together with the conservatives, and they start now to stop the asylum invasion, and they try to change the politics. And the CSU said, okay, this is good what's happening in Austria. And now it could be that these Visegrad states will make a coalition with Austria and some conservative politicians in Germany. So we will have maybe a change of attitude now because it's so important. The politic of Angela Merkel is really, really dangerous for Germany and for the European Union. Yeah.
It's suicidal, it seems to me. We will be watching closely Viktor Orban's restoration of popular will in his own country and hopefully elsewhere in Europe. It's a desperate moment, as I need not tell you, Michael Sturzenberger. Your story speaks to that. We thank you for your leadership as well as for sharing some of your insights with us today. I hope you'll come back to us often in 2018. Next up, we will speak with Kenneth Timmerman about, speaking of Islamic terrorism, what's going on in Iran at the moment, whether President Trump should support or help bring down the regime there, right after this.